Dancing with Myself. The first poem is called Whiskey. I don't think I know anything. Look how the sun sets in March, a cool night, not dappled, not glazed. A construction crew in the street, grinding away at pavement. These are my worlds, alone, waiting to be born again into her, or you, if you want to read this. Streets walking cool like a flaneur around a city I haven't loved in 5 years. I know we'll come together again, and if we don't, I won't be to blame. Tonight's for whiskey. Gist. Baudelaire conflated solitude with multitude. He was wrong. Or look how good it can get, and bad when you're backed into a corner with only work to prop you up and give you gist. I'm in love with you. I spit when I say it because I feel like I live in my churned guts. I look out the window. There's a street called Race. Ha, ha. I couldn't be any slower except if I started popping lewds again. Once a minute, heartbeats rend. Dark Lady. You're more of a dark lady than I have ever hoped for, especially because when you betray me, it's with someone I love. Me. You're more of everything, actually, and you're also a pain in the ass. That's why I haven't let you off the hook. I'll wind up in my own hands again tonight, sans metaphors, like your full moon in my face, but you'll never know there's a man in you. Off. I write best when I have time to write well, and when I don't, I cook dinner for myself. It's undercooked, I'm underfed, as the moon gives the stars head, and I look at a noon skyscraper and remember other, better times in my life, who I was then, and yes, I feel myself start to spin like a top. I have lived, I'm living, and it only moves in one direction, on. My on is different than anyone's, it really is. It's off. Kinky verbs. We have coffee, we talk. It's all very matter of fact, which is funny because I sit there with a gargantuan heart on, and we start saying the same things, and I want to reach over the table, grab you, throttle, shake, pounce, bite, tear, chew, lick, all those kinky verbs. I measure out my life in Eliot quotes. This moment can't be forced to its crisis yet, but I'm no pair of ragged claws. Kurt Cobain. About Kurt Cobain, I swear, as I always have, even in high school, that I don't have a gun, and when I shoot, it won't kill you much. Suicide applies also to pairs of people who make one person lying down, and every two-backed beast must decide at some point to live or die. These are the kind of thoughts you have on really long nights when you find yourself too old to do drugs. Comfort and sadness? Palliative. I think of a window jump, a bloody corpse, pavement. The point of no point, gist of no gist, nothing mirrored, just me dead. Smart to wait, eh? Smart to see if maybe something might happen. I am holed up here, cloistered, you might say, in this flesh of my flesh, body I call me. You may ask how many bets have been hedged. I choose, if you ask, not to answer. I find silence palliative, free. Crumb. My physical mechanism, burnt beyond belief, sits cross-legged on a wooden chair, writing this out. I'm listening to the first birds of spring, urban hymns, sonnets. Surely birds learn at some point not to peck at crumbs in the street, or maybe not. I am, myself, a crumb in the street, but nobody's pecking. Not now, anyway. This 60-degree night, pitched to sub-frenzy. A cost, a cost. Staggering for a cigarette, a goon cliché, shame me. I call your name out over rooftops in my head. Onlookers note how my neck veins strain, body tenses, aura turns black-blue. I am become a late Rothko, waiting to be placed in a chapel, where you may glide by like Keats' Madeline, and I can accost, accost. I fall, I swell. Thorns of life is a neighbor's cell. Splat! And this one is dedicated to John Travolta. What greatness thrust upon me? Solitary Saturday night fever. Jive talking to myself, doing lines of Advil, falling off imaginary bridges. Splat. The familiar trope of falling endlessly. This is how I'm staying alive. All because you are, I affirm, more than a woman. But unfortunately, not just to me, but to many generally. I suppose I could blazon you, rhubarb thighs, persimmon twat, etc., but not productively, and what would Travolta say? One long mistake. Once I heard a Zen master say, my life is one long mistake. Well, as I lean into afternoon, I notice that running errands doesn't solve anything, and I'm defeated by my rudeness and everyone else's too, and I look forward to a day where I don't feel taxed to the point of idiocy. What happened was I received an insult in the mail, and through the I Ching and a tough hexagram came up. My father's son turned out not to be me, but online, him. Objective correlative. Talk about an objective correlative. I walked into my bathroom to find a huge cockroach on its back beside the toilet, legs flailing. Having just discovered God's death in Nietzsche, I'd guess. But at any rate, I killed the bloody bastard. It felt good. I felt strong and thought, wow, to be God, all I have to do is keep killing. What a buzz. Deodorant redolence. Rage is senseless. I rage in a cloud of senselessness against the confines of a first layer of rage, against the confines of a region of loneliness, buttressed by a feeling that deodorant is an insult against redolence that I haven't guts to embrace. I shower every morning. I even bathe after I shower. What this has to do with anything is beyond me, except that I like your dirt. Narrow Alley, for Chris McCabe. I had a spiritual moment standing outside wagon train, waiting for a pot of coffee to brew, consisting of this. Sunlight striking a brick wall on the far side of a narrow alley put me in London talking to Chris McCabe on a sunny, pie day, not gray. Languidness mixed with desire through. I leaned against a lamppost, and this impressed me most. As spirit goes, nothing moves. Hyperventilation, for Julia Brodsky. Hyperventilation of almost there will make it yet on a dove's wing or any adorable cliche you can imagine. Will make it, and then all this sad time between will seem like sheets of sound never heard. We stand in our own history, newly made and in the making. We stand for each other and for laying down together to lay down burdens burden, to make love's love in stereo. I'm not a saint, you're not a hoe. Time's Arrow. Cigarettes smoke me, I languish in their mouths. I am eaten by my dinner, flushed by my toilet, put on the shelf by my books. Time's Arrow means that the next line happened before this. I am moving, not crab-like, sideways, but backwards towards my birth. If everything that's to happen between us already is or was, I can't whine about being born again. Lick butts. I find Philly full of shit. I find the streets shabby, the bars tacky, the poets worse. What's all this if you're here? Nothing. I can embrace mediocrities, lick butts off sidewalks, piss in alleyways, only for the joy of being near you. But I'm still waiting even for that, and it's a chilly day and I just swallowed a razor. It tasted like musk of scallops. I joked when I said I'd lick butts. Office. This is my office. Shit. Imagination, abeyance. Piercing eyes abruptly withheld like legal pad documentation of a car trip around America. I say, where are you, but I know exactly where you are, and how long it will be before everything can be spilled into its proper container. No windows in here either, an article tacked to the wall. Jacket. Stomach flu. It's like I have a virus in my guts that forces me to puke up every time I eat anything tasty. I puke, shaking through, I know what I need to do. Stop cigarettes and coffee and booze and toffee and all things that seem excremental when lust for life has gone rusty. Your increased bust has made me allergic to cherry-flavored colas, syrups, brandy, candy fits, and shit. This is the final poem for Dancing with Myself. It's called Tomorrow. In our beginnings are our ends. Tomorrow we meet. I have called De Profundis. You have listened, and now we're younger than a fate. In Liverpool, July 1957. A drunken teenager lighting up a stage. Come on, let's. More happy love. More happy, happy love. What's happiest is the perception that my eyes are clarified two for you, two for me, and when we're incarnate, one.